went out on a first date, but you didn't get a second. Let's find out why. It's Second Date Update.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams. Of course, you know, with everything going around, we still have to find some time to look at each other no matter what. If it's FaceTime, whether it's 6 feet apart, dating, it is still a real thing.
It is true. You can't stop dating just because of the coronavirus. I mean, you just can't.
No, you still have to love make, right?
That's right.
Can you imagine the babies that are being made?
Oh, a lot.
I mean, heck, Dr. Oz even said, if you're bored staring at your significant other's faces, just have sex.
Couldn't agree more.
Well, today we have Boulder on the phone. Not sure if he's gotten to that base yet. Good morning, Boulder. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing okay. How you guys doing?
Well, we're doing good. We're doing good, my man. We are keeping the party going.
That's
so
right.
You went on a fabulous date with whom?
Her name was Melanie.
Oh, all right.
All right. Tell us about Melanie. How did you meet?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we met on OkCupid. We had been messaging for a few weeks, and we got to the point when it was like, okay, yeah, let's go out. Let's meet each other. But because of coronavirus, I had the idea that maybe we do a date over FaceTime. And she liked the idea, so we did it. And I wanted to make sure that it was like as close to an actual real in-person date as possible. So we both had like a glass of wine and we both made pasta for ourselves. So we just like, just pretended that we were at a restaurant. And I thought it was a really good date, but especially with it being over FaceTime and all, and the call sort of dropped at the end, but it was because something was happening with my internet. It wasn't it wasn't like, oh, you know, okay, that's it, bye bye, click.
Sure.
But now I'm just not really sure what happened because Melanie isn't calling me back.
Well, I love this. I mean, you are starting a trending way of dating. So you met on OkCupid, you're FaceTiming, you're drinking some wine, you're staring at each other. You'll probably be like, hey, this is my house. This is my dog. This is my cat. I don't know if you did that or not, but had some great pasta. And then, you know, the connection went bad and then you're just like, well, where'd she go? Like, did you literally just lose her?
Yes. Yeah, it was. And I know that was the call dropping on the internet because it's just like my internet just went out. And
okay.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So how long has it been? Like, how are you getting a hold of her? I mean, are you texting? Do you have her number? Are you texting her?
Well, I do because that's how we got through on FaceTime.
Mm-hmm. Oh, true. Okay.
But it's been tough because I wanted to keep it to the OkCupid messaging because I don't know something about texting her through her direct phone, even though we did FaceTime. I don't know. Maybe that's on me, but I've just been hitting her up through the OkCupid messaging app. And I know that she, has it.
Sees
and,
it.
Yeah.
That's the worst.
Just haven't been hearing back from her.
All right.
Huh.
Well, this is what we'll do, my man. We will play a song. And then when we get back, we will call Miss Melanie and see what happened at the end, because you guys were having a very romantic FaceTime date.
Yeah, I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, great idea.
All right. It's happening next. Hopefully scoring a second date between Boulder and Melanie and Chris in the Morning Rush. Second date right here on 93.1 Jams.
It's Second Date Update.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush, 93.1 Jams. We have Boulder on the phone, honey. He has gone where no one else has gone before, and that is FaceTime dating.
That's right. Boulder is calling to get a second date with Melanie. They met on the dating app OkCupid, and you know, they had been talking for a while, and now look at this coronavirus has happened, right? But I love it, Krista, because this isn't stopping him. He's like, we are still gonna go out on a date. So they did FaceTime.
Yeah.
And they made it into like a restaurant. Like each had wine and each had like, you know, some food, some pasta and stuff. They were acting like they were actually at a restaurant.
I know.
But then he said something weird happened. Like all of a sudden the call dropped. He said something happened with his internet. But
then she gone.
She gone and he can't get her back. Like he's tried messaging her through OkCupid and
there is no connection. There is no Chuck Woolery happening with this love connection.
No.
It gone stray.
And it sounds great, so I don't know why.
Yeah, I'm really hungry now, by the way. I would really like a glass of wine and some pasta while we're at work.
Sounds really good.
Damn you, Boulder.
I know.
All right, my man, are you ready? We're going to give Melanie a call.
Okay, yes, I'm ready.
All right. Good luck.
Good luck.
Beep. Hello?
Hi, is this Melanie?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Melanie. Oh. This is Krista and Tracy. We're calling from Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
How are you guys?
Oh, you know, we're doing our thing. Mm-hmm. We're at work. I don't know. Are you at work or are you been asked to stay home?
No, I have to stay home.
Yeah. Well, okay. You know, it's a good thing.
Yeah, it is.
You know, for a lot of people are, you know, they need to stay home. Yeah. So keep yourself safe. Are you just going mad crazy, though, at home?
Not too bad yet.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's good.
Week one.
Yeah.
Week, right? All right. So listen, the reason why we're calling is, you know, in the lieu of course, the coronavirus, a lot of people are like, I cannot go out to a restaurant. I can't go out to a bar because they're closed.
Yeah.
Therefore, but dating must still continue. And that's why you decided to do a lovely date with a guy named Boulder via FaceTime. Do you remember him? Do you remember that face?
Yeah, I do.
Listen, he misses the connection that he had with you, and he misses your face. So we want to know why you are not getting back to him.
Yeah.
Well, the date was really fun and cute. I thought it was really very creative way to go on a date right now with everything going on.
Yeah.
I just kind of noticed towards the end of the date that his hands disappeared and then his shoulders were going up and down and...
Did you just say he you lost sight of his hands and his shoulders were going up and down?
Yeah, so just, I don't know, whatever he was doing, it just seemed inappropriate.
Oh, whoa.
And
whoa.
It kind of bugged me out, and then the call dropped, and I was just like, okay, yeah.
You kind of just skated by that really fast.
I was really
fast.
Surprised, because he seemed so nice, and I was just like... Okay, that's just odd, and I got a weird feeling about it, and I...
Oh, okay. So well, I think we all understand when your shoulders go up and down what that image looks like in all of our heads right now, especially the ladies, okay? Oh, because sometimes we're just like, no, I don't want to do you right now, and therefore your man goes and he does this thing where you see his shoulders go up and down. So I'm just going to get up on this because Boulder, my gosh, he is on the phone, Miss Melanie. You are in second date update. Please tell us, my man.
Oh, my God.
The shoulders were not going up and down. And making your frown upside down either.
Okay. All right. Well, first of all, hello, Melanie. it's nice to talk to you again. I totally did not know that you... I'll just tell you right away. Okay. I was actually lifting weight. I know that sounds really crazy and weird, but I was feeling so bloated. I cooked a lot of pasta for myself.
Yeah.
And I was feeling really bloated. And so I was like, oh my God, like, I don't want to, like, just start burping or, like, you know, like, walk with my chin down to my neck and just, like, fall asleep or whatever. So I had these dumbbells and I was, like, doing curls with my arms. And
hilarious.
I was trying to hide the weights from the camera, and I guess I did a good job, but I didn't think about the fact that the upper arms and shoulders would still be moving. But, I had filled up way too much on the pasta and wine, and that's... So I just started lifting weights to, like, keep my brain engaged and to try to help with that.
At least he works out.
Yeah, at least he works out.
At least you're keeping your body all trim.
Yeah.
This has probably got to be one of the most jacked up conversations, though, that I think we've ever had. But the image is great because my image went from one place.
It did, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And now it's gone to another.
Exactly.
Where it's all about keeping healthy
and
happy.
That's right. Yeah. It's fine. Yeah.
So, Melanie, girl, that's what's been going on.
Right.
How you feel? Are you feeling happy and healthy now?
I feel a little better about it.
Sweet. Good. Yeah. There's so much you could do with the FaceTime now on dates.
There really is.
Yeah. Like, you know, work out while you're talking. And
that's cool.
Still look good.
So I don't know, Melody, if you like to work out, but that might be a fun, like, second FaceTime date. You guys can work out together.
Yeah.
Like, show each other's moves.
Oh, yeah.
And be like, hey, Boulder, I'm going to spot you, but I'm really not.
Ooh, I love it.
Does that sound like, I mean, are you interested in, like, continuing this FaceTime date? Melanie?
I guess we could try again.
Oh, I hope so.
Oh, I hope so.
He's out the door.
Yeah, he sounds great, girl.
Boulder, are you excited?
Yes. I'm more relieved than anything because that, I totally see where you were coming from in that.
Yeah.
I promise if we have another meal, FaceTime date, I will watch what I eat so I don't do that again.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, keep your shoulders down.
Right, hands where I can see them.
And your hands exposed.
Krista and the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.